Hello, it is Wednesday, June 14th, and this is What Came to Mind. This week's topic is breaks. So let's see. Well, it is Wednesday, and that's when I'm trying to publish these. I've settled on a format. They're going to be going out a little bit less than monthly. So 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes four, sometimes three. This leaves me room to do YouTube exclusives on other Wednesdays, as well as continue my release of relaxing meditative material. So that topic, breaks. I've been taking more breaks lately, both to recharge my mind and just to get me focused. I find they are an important part of each and every one of our creative processes. There's a little bit of creativity in what you do, pretty much no matter what you do. Or at least the creative ways we keep ourselves invested in what we otherwise think of as mundane tasks. So first I'll mention the upcoming meditation, next week's, is about stepping back and taking a break. The way that when you're too invested in something, it gets really tough to think objectively. So by stepping back, you can realize that your ego is playing a part or your hang-ups and start to correct your activities. I'm trying to really make a kind of course of meditations that can eventually form its own vanilla, non-erotic website and YouTube channel. They'd all be free, I'm just gonna shovel them out at people and see what they like. So that's on the agenda. Today I released one of my Moonlit files on eSuccubus, allowing people to use reward credits to claim what you would normally need to be a Moonlit Hypnosis member to get at. And in this case, it was a relaxing, dragon's wing kind of thing. It's pretty interesting, I think. I haven't really gotten much contact this week, but I was kind of reclusive. I tracked down a Nintendo Switch. It's gonna be my obsession over my weekend here. Today, I did a little background work to post new YouTube videos. So I'm gonna be putting up some videos of free stuff I haven't posted on there yet. Really, I only put things on YouTube for greater exposure, but it also is an excuse to show off my spiral graphic and to get more feedback than I would otherwise. So the other thing I'm working on now is, well, Fridays are fantasy. So I'm going to be doing, at Moonlit Hypnosis, I'm going to be posting a giantess fantasy featuring a cute cat girl who becomes more muscled and more corrupted as the file goes on. On eSuccubus, I'll be posting a prismatic succubus kind of fantasy. This will contain color cues that can be used as triggers in other work, and I do plan to include a few short triggered mantras about the three colors. I guess I'll talk about them. This idea came from a friend of mine who commissioned it. The first color is purple, which will become synonymous with relaxation, trance, easygoing thoughts. I actually like to use purple for my own corruptive or trancey influence in various files. You'll remember that the latex succubus twins are respectively light and dark purple. In any event, the second color is silver. I like that for mechanistic and hive-mindy and brain-drainy things, and that's what it's going to symbolize in this upcoming piece as well. Then there's pink, which, if any of you listen to my pink rings material, you know I associate with bimbotization, body worship, and a general giggly euphoria. Anyway, those are what's in the works. I'm also working on expansions to the latex succubus content. I am going to post those on the coming Monday. They tie into the existing latex succubus material and are just one half proactive, one half explicitly sexual. I've always liked that combination. Let's see. The idea that you invest people with energy and then they use it for their pleasure and yours. Simple enough. But then you can carry the metaphor a little further. If a person is an investment, you want them to appreciate and increase in value, only and ever. Also on the quota is a Kitsune transformation piece that'll fall under both Moonlit and the main site. I am also writing What Sings the Steel to Sleep, my futuristic, sex bot programming sci-fi thriller piece. I should be able to get chapter 2 out this month, but, you know, don't quote me on that. I've been focusing on building an ever larger buffer. Devotion is my series of obedience to me personally files. I have other ones, like Ruled, which is about wielding a strap-on and pegging people, and Straight from Elena, which is a kind of, well, my pussy, your cock or strap-on or some tribbing, etc., etc. You get the idea. So those are going to get enhanced over the coming months as well. In any event, I just wanted to say that I am taking appropriate breaks, and I hope you are too. But there's more than one kind of breakage. I've had a lot of people come to me lately, expressing concerns about, well, the hypnosis scene in general. People who are very suggestible, or just people who love to please and are vulnerable to peer pressure, are often preyed on by those who can essentially bullshit you into following along with them long enough to do things you weren't comfortable with. The idea that people can push boundaries is nothing new, and nothing surprising. I just wanted to remind people that sometimes you should take a step back from the hypnotic fun, take a break and realize these things are that. Fun, enjoyable, separate. There might be some conditioning or programming over the long term within a loving, partnered setting. But if someone's a stranger on the internet, the chance that they can make you do something you really don't want to do is tied to peer pressure, not to hypnosis. So, think about it in terms of a reinforcing network of protection. Have people you check things with. Tell people you trust if something is getting creepy or weird. I've had people on the Discord server lately who've been unsolicited paging and talking to people, trying to slip hypnotic talk in there, hoping they'll get a bite. But come on, guys, that's just creepy. Ask people before you send them private messages. Especially if the only way you know them is through seeing their name in a server. Like, seriously. You should know this. And if you're one of the people who that warning doesn't apply to, which is most of you, good job. Keep having basic respect for other people. So I haven't really been getting many questions. Remember, you can send questions to me at mail@esuccubus.com. Or you can message them to me on Patreon, or send them to me on the Discord server. I do forget them from time to time. My mind is like a sieve at times, especially when there's a lot of work going on. But I just wanted to remind people to send them. If I've missed your question, send them again. It might have gone to spam, or I might have forgotten it. I'll try not to in future. Let's see. Breaking. Well, I mentioned that in real life, you tend to kind of be pretty resilient against hypnotic stuff that isn't your bag. But not so in fiction. And I do enjoy mind-break fiction. I mean, you've seen the concept, especially if you read translated Japanese erotic novels or comics. Honestly, a hentai or a roge plot will take you there. A person who's experienced so much pleasure, their brain gets disorganized, relaxed, heavy, heady, controllable. Who then just gets so hooked on the pleasure they pursue it above all else, ditching common sense. Prior loyalty, perhaps even prior memory, the corruptive, controlling influence of pure pleasure. I like that idea, too. I mean, the addiction center of the brain, the oxytocin released during bonding, the flood of pleasure chemicals you get a lot of the other time, these things are habit-forming. You will pursue them again. But they're only habit-forming up to a certain point, and there are a lot of sources for them. The danger we face in hypnotic play is, once you get used to a certain person's voice, you kind of want to go back to them again and again, and this again opens doorways for abuse. So be careful out there, and remember, there are plenty of fish in the sea, despite the artificial scarcity that DOMs may try to tell you exists. You can find someone. Keep looking. Keep trying. Do your best. The other thing, of course, I wanted to mention, since I like mind-break fiction, a lot of the work that's coming up is going to be in that theme. But no matter how dark the themes, you can always trust me to maintain the core concept of caring for yourself, always improving, and becoming part of a network of pleasure and self-realization. So okay, let's talk about what I really wanted to talk about. I've got a lot of things on the docket, You're probably going to see 12 releases for eSuccubus this month, 4 to 6 for Moonlit between me and Spruce, and you'll probably see some books or something come out as well. But you're also going to see games starting to flow out. I'm working on something that will follow Sings the Steel to Sleep. I plan for it to be a 5-part series. And then we're going to go more into the world. A techno future where you can program sex bots that are artificial intelligences indistinguishable from humans. Actually, I should talk about the premise of the series. It follows a woman who is a savant at shaping minds by thinking words at them. A modest self-insert, but I don't quite have her flaws, and she fortunately doesn't have mine. The character in question works at a company that designs sex bots. Now, this is a world that had some dark ages in it. People used to just use this technology to program human brains, but eventually all the technology was remodeled to only work on robot consciousness. So then the arms race became how to make perfect robot bodies. Once they achieved this, they began using the system, which works by wiring an operator's brain to a blank, subservient brain, and then the operator thinks thoughts at it, creating images, experiences, history, essentially raising the brain by implanting a full set of human experiences. This makes it easy to shape something's fetishes, desires, but at the end they lock the drone, so it is now a completed entity. It may have fetishes, beliefs, instructions, but it also has basic programming mandated to be included in all of them. So, if a person is no good at convincing one of these sex bots to be a sex bot, it can just go off and join society, indistinguishable from anyone else. So, it becomes a game. And reducing failure rate is the challenge, making a sex bot attracted to your particular, perhaps elderly, perhaps sickly, perhaps unattractive client with his or her strange array of fetishes is the challenge. Giving memories that seem real enough the bot doesn't reject them. And we're going to write about that for a while. So, that made me think, what about management games? I've always been a fan of the genre where you create an enterprise, a business, a facility, a society, and then you let it run. You influence it, you get some fun events, you meet some interesting characters, but essentially you let it run. So I thought about, what about going into the past of the Sings to Steal to Sleep world? The past where they were still programming people. And accessing the institute in question. Making it so people could build their own training and breaking facility. Using whatever means, harsh or benevolent, they wish. You could even just give full intelligence to everyone and then try to convince them to do what you want. Add events, add special characters, just make it a kind of management sim. I'm looking into that. I'd be able to work my Hive Mind project and Sings the Steel to Sleep novels into the world, and it'd make a nice weekend project. It's a little ambitious, so it'll come after the other things I've been working on. But, I mean, then I'd be able to ask people the question of, well, how would you go about it? The process of breaking and training, of molding society. There's a game like this already, it's called Free Cities. Mine would differ in that you wouldn't be at the individual level, but at the society level. But I really want to make a sexy game like that with a lot of player choice and individual servant, slave girl, slave guy, whatever, customizability. The other thing Free Cities doesn't do, and you should look it up on Reddit, Free Cities Game, subreddit. The other thing it doesn't do is it doesn't have much satisfactory content with, like, sex for guys. And if you play as a woman instead of as a man, you don't get much different content. So I'd want to kind of include that as well. That, and I've been playing a lot of strategy games, and I could, you know, take some elements similar to those. Collecting and leveling up and individual influence. It's just, how do I want to do it? I might even want to make it a kind of techno-magic future thing, and just have the magic die out before the Sings the Steel to Sleep books manifest. There's a few different thoughts. I'll talk about it in these podcasts as I make progress. I want to thank people who've helped me out. In particular, one fan has been, you know, giving me feedback on files lately, and I wanted to tell people, please do give me feedback on things you like when I publish them. The next set of files I will publish on Friday, again, remember, you're going to get the Prismatic Succubus and that Giantist file. And on the coming Monday, you'll see some latex-themed succubus expansions. These are self-help and sexual hands-free orgasm files with a latex-fueled bent. I'm actually mixing them down now. I might give them out to backers early. I just want to mention it to everyone. So let's see. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, well, the site's coming up on like 10 years of operation now. The library is getting fairly large, and I am feeling good about this, but I'm going to be branching out into a lot of projects. I want people to rest assured, if you're backing eSuccubus, you will always gain access to everything I make. Now, some of it rotates. Some people aren't familiar with this, so I'll talk about it. Any file I release will eventually rotate into being free. Currently, the rate is one file each month. The reason for that is that 80% of the content on eSuccubus and over half of what's on Moonlit is already free. Once I get to more of a 50-50 balance, I might go ahead and make like two or three things free every month, which will increase the rate at which non-backers get access to stuff. There's always going to be a healthy amount of material for people backing me. I create rapidly, and what I make is generally going to be there for a very long time. But I did want to note that as I create new things, everyone at eSuccubus will eventually get access to everything. You might just have to wait longer. But if you want to go over to Moonlit and pledge, you might get extras that are only over there. But they won't be files. If I record something in my voice, you're going to get it through eSuccubus. If I write books, you're going to get them through eSuccubus. So don't feel pressured by the fact I'm branching out or think you're going to get cheated. Everyone who backs me at eSuccubus will eventually get access to everything. Don't worry about that. And I'm going to start cross-posting things so you can use your eSuccubus pledges to gain access to any of my other projects as well. This is just figuring out the back end of that. So just wanted to reassure some people were concerned. I am currently working on building a soundproofed acoustic space in my bedroom and getting better like equipment. So keep that in mind. The other thing I've been doing is just working on having a schedule and a release schedule I can stick to. You'll all know I have a bad history with this. I get some new idea in my head, or a custom file gets hired, and I go do that instead, and the release schedule gets all fucked up. So disregard any past release schedules. But what you can do for me is, if you have an idea for a file you'd like to see made, or if you remember me promising a file but not getting around to it, you know, like the vampire fantasy, I need to finish that, and so on, go ahead and email me. Go ahead and complain. Just go, hey, you should finish this. You should make this. You don't have this. Email me, mail@esuccubus.com, and I'll make it. I'll get to it eventually. I'll make a big list. I am making one right now. So the weather's been beautiful here, and I've been getting outside more. And I've been getting some exercise. But I'm working 8 to 4:30 basically every day now, Monday to Friday. I'm going to start taking my weekends off. This has been a really, really good and productive couple of months for me. You're going to start seeing the fruit of that soon. I have a lot of things held back that I'm going to be putting through the studio and posting. So, stay tuned. I'm going to do one of these, remember, every month or every 3 weeks or so. Let's see. Well, maybe I'll give you a sample from an upcoming, relaxing piece I'm working on. And I'll include at the end of this just a little snippet of one of the latex pieces I'm working on, and then we'll call it a day. So, thanks for listening. What follows after this are samples of upcoming hypnotic pieces. They're not complete yet, but hopefully they'll wet your whistle. This has been what came to mind for now. I'll have examples of the breaking next time. And remember, there really isn't any shame in taking a break. Oh, society lies to us. It tells us there is. We get told left, right, and center, oh, you have to work. You have to prove your productivity. Nah, you got value just by being. Do what you can, and remember, we were promised the Industrial Revolution would reduce the amount we had to work. And now we're working twice as much, being 8 times as productive. We still don't have a good work-life balance. Don't let it happen to you. Step back a bit. Chill. Lay on a beach while you can. Have a nice drink. Read a book. I'll go do the same right now. Hope you enjoy the hypnosis to follow. And as always, Thank you for listening. Breathing deep. Setting aside time. These things are easy. Truly uncoupling. Disengaging from your desire. From the world. From everything around you. This is difficult. We have a lot of difficulty with going backward. With stepping back. But doing so can give you a wonderful vantage point on things that have seemed so close, so urgent, so burdensome. Set down your burdens for a time. Only in doing so can you check the straps. Make sure they are balanced properly. Ensure that your body, while bearing that burden, will be cared for, kept in peak condition. Only in setting it all down and stepping aside momentarily can you truly survey yourself. Of course, later, you must needs take it up once more. But doing so will be less tiring, less destructive. If you have taken the moment to breathe, survey, and consider, do so now. Breathe in and out. The long, slow procession that takes up all of your focus. Because you know, in trance and meditation, in time away from it all, breathing is the first step. And since you must take that step, you might as well take it right. Then consider. Consider the times you have been so invested in something, so wrapped up either in being right or in concluding it, that you have ultimately defrayed and decremented your own progress. Times where if you'd taken time to think about it, to gain distance, you could have solved the whole thing in short order. I know of such times very well. When you are in an argument, when you are of two minds about what you ought to do, you can become paralyzed by the need to do the correct thing. But sometimes doing something is easiest, best, and most beneficial. Then you might tell me, well, I can't risk doing the wrong thing. Thing away, but you need it to continue, want it to stop, need it to continue. It just consumes everything. It consumes every thought, a pulsating feeling, your head spinning, body shaking uncontrollably, an eruption down there, collapsing, relaxing, unthinking, unmoving. Every muscle on your upper thighs is quivering. Now they're tightening. A little sweat, it's like a faucet being turned on deep inside you. A little faucet fiery within being opened up to let it just flood out. All the energy in your body is being sucked from you. It starts at your toes, your fingertips, and it works your way in between your legs. That heated release is working its way between your legs, into your mind, out of your body. You are collapsing into shuddering, relaxing, mind-numbing sexual pleasure. It's building, building, limp all over except where it counts. Between your legs, on your upper thighs, there is tension, there's a tightness, and now it's waves, a total body thing, tingling, it's coming from each side as if waves were washing over you. Lying on the shore of a vast sexual ocean as I just brush them over you. You're breathing irregular, your focus is difficult, losing every thought. Your entire body is clenching. It's like an explosion inside. It's overwhelming you. Incredible. Falling and relaxing and just stopping moving. Pleasure building up, filling a glass until it overflows, filling your brain until it overflows. You're breathing faster, more difficult. We are spending that saved energy. energy, and you remember your dark latex coating, filled with desire, reminding you of your awareness, of yourself, of your consciousness, where every thought is part of me, and I am providing that squeezing, constant, spasmodic trembling. You are caught in it, caught up in the melody. You are an instrument being played, played by your own latex, played by my voice, played by all that stored up energy we might as well expend. We might as well exhaust you, and we're going to, listening, sinking, coming, hard, hot, deep, droning, drowning out every thought. There is only mindless pulsing. There's only your body in the humping, thrusting blank of it. There's only your body caught in the warmth of it. There's only you feeling the tension come from deep inside, feeling your mind come as if you were touching yourself, as if you were stimulating, as if you were rubbing nice and slow and letting your thoughts bleed away. But now there is only you caught in that black, inky need, that latex coating, that mindlessness, that dripping lubrication, that silence of the mind. You are here, you are under, you are following, tingling, squeezing, spending more and more energy, sending it over to me, letting me take it, letting me overtake you, letting me teach you that you deserve an opportunity like this every now and then to satisfyingly cleanse your mind by becoming your body. You are your body, and I am the words inside your head, encouraging it to come and come and come, hot and hard and horny and heavy and needy, your heavy muscles tingling, starting at the edge of your body, working. Working its way into you, covering your mind until it's just a leaking, empty want at the core of you. You want more of it, even though it's so pleasurable and almost hurts at the ragged edge. You pulse and thrust and pulse and just come. Nice and hard and hot and dripping from the core of you. Those chemicals are dumping into you and making your body twitch, making your reasoning difficult to grasp. Commands to your limbs are hard to send, but surrendering to that pulse, that spasm, that paroxysmic delight is the easiest thing in the world. Shiver with it, tremble with it, heat and sweat standing out on your skin. That faucet is still open, and then another opens, flooding and pouring into the core of you, overfilling you until golden light overtakes your mind, followed by that purple, darker desire, dark purple desire, linked to warm latex coating, linked to shining, simple delight. You are spending all that saved energy. What's the point in being a good investment if one never takes anything out of it, invested with energy, desire, delight, squeezing, trembling, stealing away. Relax. Take an inventory and feel how spent and sweaty, blank and deep, squeezing, trembling you can be. And then be blank. Remember that your latex coating is a wonderful delight. It deserves care. It causes you to collect more energy, to grow and be better for yourself and those around you. But it also makes you more able to spend your sexual energy, makes you more able to feel your mind reeling and gasping, makes you more able to feel every bit of yourself caught in the trembles, caught in the shivers, caught in your upper thighs tensed, your eyes rolled back, and your body just exploring what it does best, which is push pleasure into your head. There's only room for pleasure inside that dark coating right now. You're just spending some of that saved up energy. When you learn to devote yourself to taking care of yourself, you've got a lot more energy inside your head for pleasure, a lot more room for positivity, a lot more room for me. And you take that room and make it something you're aware of, something you're always aware of, trembling, twitching, making space, and I move into that space and give you exactly what you desire, exactly what you crave, which is the shivering, eye-rolling coming that is caring for yourself, taking care of your own mind, and then when it's ready, spending all that saved energy on one big mind-blowing expense. You know, I got a lot of enjoyment out of your twitching reaction, that the more you put into this, the more we get out of it. And the more you listen, the more you get to feel your body do what it does best, which is shiver its way into oblivion, and then learn new things. Learning to wear the latex, love that coating, love your mind melting away into formlessness. So there's more room for lessons I might give you. And you know whatever lesson follows, it's going to take your thoughts away, your body away, your will away, but I'll put them back better than before. Manufactured, repaired, improved. That devoted knowledge of what we do to you, of what I do to your body and brain, that will take you a long way. Because the next time you ask whether you should submit to me or take care of yourself right now, you'll know the answer is both. And the next time you ask whether you can afford to come so hard your mind melts away, the answer is you can't afford not to. You've got to let everything go so you can pick it all back up and put it back together even better than it was before. That's what we do.